What do you like about this bill from Senators McCaskill and Webb?
I think they've done a thorough job at taking the recommendations that came out from the Commission on Wartime Contracting and putting them into a legislative framework. I mean, this bill really tries to tackle accountability in contingency operations as well as transparency. I think what this really screams to me is the fact that Congress doesn't know a lot about how contingency operations are working, how the money is being spent, and that they're really trying to make sure that they're on their end mining the store to make sure that all that money is spent wisely.
Do you like everything that you see in this bill, or are there some things that you think would be okay to be changed around or tweaked a little bit?
I think it provides a great set of checks and balances that will save taxpayers billions, and that comes out of on the Commission on Wartime Contracting report that they're not even sure how much money was wasted or subject to fraud in Iraq and Afghanistan, and their estimate was anywhere from $31 to $60 billion. There's obviously, when it comes down to legislation, and that's part of the process that we're involved in, is to take a look at the legislation and then, try to improve it as it works its way through the process. Like, I wish they would have actually taken the recommendation from the Commission on Wartime Contracting to actually have contingency IGs rather than just the assigning a lead IG from either the Department of Defense, State, or USAID. So there's always room for improvement, but I think this is a very, very strong step forward in saying, hey, we need to do more to mine the store. We need to know how much money is being spent, what it's being spent on, and try to tighten that ship up so that we don't have, in whatever our next contingency operation is or as these continue, that we don't have a guesstimate on how much money is subject to waste, fraud, or abuse.
That surprises me a little bit, Scott, that there isn't a provision for special inspectors general, because the Commission on Wartime Contracting relied on both the Sigar and Sigar for a lot of information, for a lot of research into what was going on in those two in those two places.
Well, certainly, and I know they made a lot of recommendations even to the IGs themselves and then to the Department of Justice. So we were kind of shocked there as well. But, I think, again, this is a pretty good job at taking the recommendations out of an 8-member bipartisan panel that took a look at this. They put out at least six reports. They held 25 hearings. And this was a very good, swipe to be able to say, okay, what can we do legislatively to make contingency operations work more efficiently, more effectively, and make sure that we save taxpayer dollars?
All right. You there's a statement on the POGO website that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth where you made some remarks about this. And you say the legislation includes provisions to automatically suspend certain charged or indicted contractors. Now, I think a good case can be made that that's a due process problem. Where do I go wrong there?
Well, I think with the indictments, with the charges, on a personal side, you have many people that are incarcerated when they're charged of a crime or there's something going on. So at that point, I think it's worth taking a look at. That's a recommendation that I know came out very strong from both the panel as well as the members of Congress. And, it will be interesting to see how many legs that has, because there were many different people from inside of the government as well as outside of the government that opposed that recommendations for automatic suspensions, but it's something to be looked at. I think nobody can be supportive of wartime profiteering or criminal or civil activity that places either troops at risk or is wasting taxpayer dollars. And I think this was an attempt to try to tighten up the rules and regulations that apply to make sure that we can protect the American taxpayers and soldiers from contractors that are considered risky.
I have a hard time imagining the contracting community would argue with the indicted part, but I think it seems to me there's a lot of gray area as to what constitutes a charge, and I don't know how this legislation addresses that directly, but that seems to be a really big gray area where you might run into problems.
Well, you may, and that's where, the thing that has always been preached is providing the government with flexibility, and I'm unsure if that direct provision has a waiver clause in it, but there are different ways to handle this. I mean, this is something that can be done before you ever get to that point, that there may be charges brought, but this is something that you know, it's very hard to argue against it when you're talking about taxpayer dollars at risk. But it also creates some uncertainties for the federal government. How soon can you replace someone that's just, you know, can they continue to work on their existing contracts? Can they work on the contracts as option years or as they are extended in time? You know, there's different options that the government also has to consider, because we have to remember, suspension only really protects the taxpayers from those contractors receiving future contracts. The question will be, how will this play out actually in the field when they're already working on an existing contract? And, you know, and then the government may have issues with how they would find a replacement or someone to come in and handle that workload.
You mentioned transparency. What is it specifically you like about transparency in this bill?
Well, I think there were a few provisions that provided the improved and enhanced reporting on suspension and debarment activities, on administrative agreements that are entered in, on cost or pricing data, things like that, that will hopefully provide government officials with, you know, a better roadmap on who we're working with over in contingency operations, and are these contractors performing well?